There is always another story or another side to it. A unique angle, a unique viewpoint, a unique insight. This is Chai FM.
With your Chai FM Global Report, I'm Juliet Newell. We begin with the headlines. UK ambassador opposes renewed Gaza fighting, and former nurses charged for threatening Israeli patients. The UK's ambassador to Israel, Simon Walters, has voiced strong opposition to the renewed fighting in Gaza. In a statement posted on X, Walters warned that Israel's military actions would not lead to the defeat of Hamas or the return of hostages, but rather more deaths of hostages, Palestinian civilians, and Israeli Defense Forces soldiers. Drawing from his experience in Northern Ireland during its conflict, Walters called for an immediate halt to the fighting, urging that diplomacy must begin now. Walters, who became ambassador to Israel in January 2023, has worked extensively in the Middle East and Africa throughout his career. Two former Bankstown Hospital nurses, Sarah Aboud Lebde and Ahmad Rashad Nadir, have appeared in court today, facing charges related to allegedly threatening Israeli patients in an online video. Lebde, 26, and Nadir, 27, were placed on leave in February following an investigation by Strike Force Pearl, a police anti-Semitism task force. Lebde is charged with threatening violence and using messaging platforms to intimidate, while Nadir faces similar charges along with possession of a prohibited drug discovered in his hospital locker. Both have been suspended from practicing anywhere in Australia. During today's hearing, Nadir's lawyer stated that his client would plead not guilty, claiming the video was recorded without his knowledge. Both defendants were excused from attending the next court date set for May the 13th. Canada. A Toronto judge has sentenced an 18-year-old to probation for grabbing and throwing an 88-year-old man to the ground during a pro-Israel rally last August. Hissa Abed was filmed planning to take an Israeli flag while driving past, then grabbing Joel Sack's flag, followed by a struggle which injured the 88-year-old. The situation escalated as pro-Israel demonstrators surrounded her car. Abed pleaded guilty to mischief and the assault charge was dropped. Saka, meanwhile, has expressed frustration with the outcome, saying it failed to address the harm to him and the Jewish community. The Friends of Simon Wiesenthal Center has condemned the act, noting its impact on Jewish solidarity. Saka is considering legal action and continues to attend rallies in support of Israel. Two janitors at Columbia University have filed complaints alleging they were forced to clean swastikas on campus and faced retaliation after reporting anti-Semitic conduct. Lester Wilson and Mario Torres say they were targeted by pro-Palestinian protesters who verbally abused them and physically harassed them during an occupation of Hamilton Hall. The Equal Employment Opportunity Commission has opened a federal investigation into the claims under the Civil Rights Act. Wilson and Torres, both injured and traumatized, say the school failed to address the situation, with swastikas repeatedly appearing on campus following the Hamas attack on Israel. Columbia is also under investigation by the U.S. Department of Education's Office for Civil Rights, and it has faced over $400 million in funding cuts for mishandling anti-Semitism on campus. The janitor's lawyers calling for accountability, stating Columbia University must protect its employees' civil rights. In Los Angeles, Israeli actress Gal Gadot has unveiled her star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame. The 39-year-old, who gained international fame through Wonder Woman and the Fast and Furious franchise, shared an inspiring message at the ceremony.
And I want you to know that this is about fame or movies or any. This is about go after your passion and work hard. And I want you to know that if you do that, you can achieve anything, my sweet girl. Say anything. Never forget that. I love you. Thank you, everybody.
This Chai FM Global Update is a daily newscast focusing on Jewish news from the diaspora. It's free for you to listen to on chaifm.com. And if you subscribe, we'll email it to you every day.